graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is WWE Hall of Famer Mean Gene Okerlund, and you're listening to Suplex City Limits. Great show. Couple of all good pricks as far as I'm concerned. Please. Yeah. Do it.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 106 of Suplex City Limits for April 22nd, 2017. Puff Puff Pass, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Fishes, joined as always by the Beavis to my butthead.
Meh, gotta keep me from my bunghole, I'm Todd Fudge.
What's up, buddy?
No, it's not going too bad. How about yourself?
Pretty good.
I'll let you finish your plugs.
Suplex City Limits, available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. You can follow us on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. You can also donate on Patreon, patreon.com/suplexcitylimits. Shout outs to our Patreon supporters. Keith Martin, he's the dollar guy.
He gets a name now.
Well, you know, Keith Martin. We also have infamous Chris Savage. Our friends Wrestling Soup Podcast, of course, Casey, the longest donor of the show. Thank you very much, sir. And we have a new donor, The Miz Guy. Thank you very much, sir.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised if the money from Miz Guy is fake and you'll get like some kind of virus.
Why is that?
Well, because Miz Guy is the guy that the Satpod guys. There's a creepy situation with Miz Guy and Satpod.
I think I've heard about this.
Yeah. He knows more about him than anybody should. That would be just a listener, and they don't know who it is.
Well, you know, if you give us some fucking money every month, welcome aboard.
Hey, I'm more than welcome. Keep on being that good shill, Miz Guy.
Yeah, thank you for donating. We'll see if it clears. I usually wait until they clear. I don't know if that one cleared.
It might not.
I've been preemptively. If not, next week I'm shooting all over you, Miz Guy.
Shooting a load, dirty load.
And, you can also pick up t-shirts at Pro Wrestling Tees, the number one stop for pro wrestling tees. We have four designs available. We've got the classic Suplex City Limits logo. We've got the retro NES style one. We've got the King of Bong style shirt. So pick those up, long sleeve, women's, tank tops, all that shit. Been a while since we sold a t-shirt, so...
Get on that shit. Maybe you need a new design.
Well, we can't put any more designs up until we sell more shirts, so...
Fair enough. So buy some more shirts.
Yeah, these are the four designs we have for now, so...
Get on that shit.
You know, until otherwise. Buy them shits. So, we are here, as usual, to get as high as draft pussy, talk about pro wrestling.
Draft pussy?
Yeah, giraffe pussy.
Giraffe! Oh, yes. Yes. I thought you meant draft pussy, like we were drafting pussy over here.
Oh, no.
I'd be down for a draft pussy. If we can get, like, 16 entries for a draft pussy, I'll be down.
And the number three pick of the 2017 SCL Pussy Draft.
70s Bush Pussy.
Jim Vicious selects Asian Pussy.
Honorable mentions go to Blue Waffle.
Oh, I'm not picking that. That's like the Eva Maria vaginas.
Oh.
I think my bitch is about done with the company.
I think so. Isn't she supposed to be in a new Street Fighter movie?
As what, Cammy?
I don't know. I assume that's what she would be, but I can't see her being she's stiff as a board.
Oh my God, she fucking sucks. We'll talk about her maybe. We'll talk about Total Divas or something.
I would imagine if a sex tape came out of Eva Marie, it would kind of be like the Paris Hilton sex tape.
Oh yeah,
where she just lays there, just takes it like a deer in headlights.
Yeah, those chicks that wouldn't even be fun to fuck. You know, I would see these commercials for Teen Mom on MTV when I'm watching Catfish. I have to admit that I do love the show Catfish.
Dude, anyway, Catfish is dope.
Even though this season it's just all lesbians trying to fool fucking straight girls.
Well, see, I haven't seen this season, and that's disappointing because
a lot of it is.
There's no creepy factor there.
Well, I guess not, but.
Well, from afar, there's no creepy factor. I haven't seen it, so.
Right, but yeah, my girlfriend hates Farrah Abraham just from the show.
So you just show her sex tape all the time?
Well, no, I'm always I give Farrah Abraham props, dude.
For taking it. Because
it's like one of the few fucking celebrity sex tapes that you're like, I would actually want to fuck that chick.
She does it in the swing and all that shit.
I mean, she demands that he fuck her in the ass and shit. It's good stuff, man.
It's not bad.
You actually want to sleep with her. You wouldn't want to sleep with Paris Hilton. I mean, this is fucking Kim Kardashian. They're lame.
Oh, that's the worst sex tape, though. The Kim Kardashian sex tape? There's nothing to that. There's nothing
that's
to
the,
it.
That or the Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton's awful.
Yeah.
Give me a pillow. Ooh, ow. Oh, my God. I'm going to just fucking smother the bitch with the pillow. Right as I finished.
I'm finished in you in both ways. Finished with your pussy and I'm finished with your mind.
They cut her up and flush her down the fucking toilet.
Jeez, this is taking a dark turn.
That's Suplex City Limits, man.
It is.
The only wrestling podcast that talks about fucking killing a woman, chopping her up, and flushing her body parts down the toilet in the first 5 minutes of the show.
You're welcome.
You gotta find your niche, man.
You do.
The pro wrestling podcast scene is very crowded.
I feel that if we were a deep web podcast, we'd be huge.
Deep web. I kind of like the deep web fucking wrestling podcast. Is there any style of, maybe it's just because we're in it, but it seems like there's more fucking bullshit wrestling podcasts than there is any other kind of podcast. I don't know.
I really think so. I do.
What is it about wrestling podcasts that every fucking J-Brone thinks I could do a podcast?
And you know what? I've never dove in to see how many other podcasts there are about movies or things like that. But it seems like it's wrestling fans have always been vocal.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is a very easy way and a very, you get your energy out talking about it through a podcast, and maybe it just helps other people not break TVs like some people on YouTube.
Yeah, I bet there are a lot of movie podcasts now that I think about it.
There probably
maybe because we're in this world that we notice how many there are.
Yeah, I know. And how many wrestling podcasts end up following you that you've never heard of?
Exactly, right. Yeah. And then a new one starts every day.
Yeah.
And it's I give credit for that, man. Because, so many shows are so far in. To start a new one now is holy shit.
Yeah, it's almost a daunting task, and it's not like we were those guys at some point in time, but it seems like since we've done it, and not saying that we spawned all these fucking things, but it seems like it's caught on a lot more, and yeah. Everybody's doing it now.
Right, everybody's doing it. Some of them are actually good. Most of them suck dick.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Start a Scott Stapp fucking wrestling podcast where you fucking, oh yeah. And then Braun Strowman beat up Roman Reigns.
He took him higher.
Flipped over an ambulance.
They used my songs in the WWE lot. My sacrifice.
Scott Stapp was actually on this week's episode of Comedy Jam on Comedy Central.
Didn't he say that he fucking talked to somebody in the bathroom that was dead? Like, somebody's ghost visited him in the bathroom? Scott Stapp. Scott Weiland visited him in the bathroom one night. He's jumped the shark, dude. He's fucked.
Scott Weiland's like, hey, you better stop fucking singing like a low-rent version of me, motherfucker.
Yeah. Don't you ever dare cover Interstate Love Song.
Scott Weiland is a fuck of a singer.
Oh, dude, he was incredible.
Yeah. Way better than Scott Stapp. But I suppose we should talk about fucking wrestling.
I guess.
It is one of those times where I'm very, cold on wrestling.
Like, cold in that you're going to beat it?
I just, don't care really right now. Like, I'm really kind of low on wrestling. It's like, kind of after, it's always looked at it after WrestleMania lull.
You know? There's nothing of any importance going on. And the things that are going on is just like, you shake your head at.
And everything's broken, too, right now. Like, delete! No, not that kind of broken. Sadly. but like this whole Bray Wyatt match with Randy Orton, did you see on WWE.com? It's not listed as a title match. There's no mention of. So it's like Bray Wyatt's on Raw, but he's wrestling fucking Orton, but it's maybe for the belt. It's a House of Horrors match, which they've asked the fans, like, well, what do you think we should do? You know, they don't have no idea what they're doing. Even this week, but Randy Orton's like, I don't know what a House of Horror match is, but I'm going to burn it down. Like, this could be the worst match of the year.
Yeah.
Depending what they do with this fucking thing. Because that match they had at Mania was the shit.
It was absolutely garbage. My guess is that it's not a world titles match. Because they want Bray Wyatt to be able to go over and not have to deal with the whole title leaving SmackDown. I feel like they want Bray Wyatt to go over so that he can go against Finn Balor and just have it mean more.
What it is. I think it was originally they were just going to... They don't want him to get the belt, yeah, so they can have him beat Orton? Have him beat Orton in nefarious ways, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, that brings us to something that will happen on SmackDown that would just leave your jaw on the floor and confused.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. That's a whole other story.
You want to talk about some news or something? I don't know.
Well, if you say so. Today on the news, nothing. At all.
But that music makes it sound like something.
It makes it sound like it's very important. It gives us street cred. It
gives us street cred. unfortunately, one of the only things I liked on Raw, the Revival, we're going to have we're going to be waiting for a while for that.
Yeah.
Dash Wilder is injured. He has broken his jaw.
Wasn't it Hideo Itami?
Who broke his jaw? I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess, have you heard that?
I thought I heard somewhere that it was Hideo Itami. Now, that could be a complete lie, because I'm already half in the bag, right? So,
yeah, he'll be out for 8 weeks on this. So,
he's got his jaw wired shut now.
You're right. It was a tag match with Nakamura and Itami.
Now, that's a fucking tag team.
Yeah, right.
Like that, where was that on my house show?
Yeah, and this was on an NXT house show.
Oh, goddamn. That sounds delicious.
It's a cool tag team, right?
Isn't it? Yeah. They find some way of fucking up by calling them, Orient Express 2.0.
That was back when you just put Express on things. Yeah. Rock and Roll Express.
Midnight Express.
Midnight Express. Orient Express.
I'm sure there's more Express.
Probably. WWE legend Vader.
Yes.
Collapsed in the ring after a head injury. Dude, I thought this guy had heart disease and only 2 years to live. Why is he wrestling at 61?
I think he's just fucking, he's playing the gimmick. He's got the only I'm going to die soon gimmick in wrestling. And he's making a killing at it.
Dude, 61 years old. He fell unconscious during a ring performance in Tokyo at Corican Hall. He was in a six-man tag.
Yeah.
It was Vader, Muda, and Akira against Fujinami, Ricky Chosu, and god damn it, these fucking names. Koshinaka.
Like, I think this is all Noah, isn't it? I have no idea who most of these guys are.
Oh, yeah, I imagine. I mean, yeah. It was the 45th anniversary to the debut of Tatsumi Fujinami.
Oh, yeah, okay, fair enough. That's a big name. But, it's
known as the Dragon, yeah.
If, can you imagine being Vader's PR? You know what I mean? Like, he must be a PR nightmare. He called Will Ospreay basically a little fag. He sent out a picture of his dick with boots on.
Naked with boots, yeah.
And then, what was it? Well, now he's going to die. Now he's passing out in the ring. Like, can you imagine having to cover this? Like, it must be like Meatloaf's fucking PR.
This is a concussion, I guess, from being dropped on his head. He said he was dropped on his head, which gave him a concussion. That's why. It had nothing to do with his heart.
Fair enough.
So, man. Why are you in the ring at 61?
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
I mean, it was cool when he came back to fucking Impact a couple years ago. That was pretty cool.
He did have that good match on Raw against Heath Slater. Like, that was decent.
Yeah.
For a legend, you know what I mean?
God, why is that gone? I've always said, like, do you need to bring that back with somebody? Just where some guy loses to fucking legends every week? That's fun as shit, man.
You can have anybody do it to you. You know what I mean? Like, just take somebody from NXT you know nothing's ever going to happen. Bo Dallas, give it to him. You're done with him, obviously.
Dude, I loved Heath in that position, man, where he'd face the legends. That was fun.
Oh, because Heath is a good character.
You knew it was coming. You didn't know what legend would be. It was always fun to see, like, who's coming out, you know?
Yeah.
I like it. They should bring something like that back. And that guy is good. We've always, like, it's kind of hipster to be like, oh, Heath Slater's, you know, fans of Heath Slater, but the guy is good.
He
proved it on SmackDown, but they kind of let that fade away and never really, you know, they could have built on that whole thing.
They really could have.
They gave him the belts, they took him off him, and
forgot all about him. Forgot all about him and his kids. But you gotta think, Brock Lesnar got that over.
Kind he did. Of,
yes. He did. I don't give a shit about your kids. He got that over.
That was good, too. And that, you know, that was fucking completely, like, all on the spot, Lesnar. Lesnar's kind of genius in his own way, huh?
Oh, dude, he's a fucking G.
Alright. So, Flair, as we mentioned last week about Flair getting kicked out of a bar, it sounds like the setup to a bar, like a joke, like, you know, like Ric Flair walks into a bar.
Yeah.
But he fucking elaborated on it. He said, I walked in, said to the guy, will you please put on the golf tournament? It's, you know, it's the Masters. And the guy said, what do you think this is, a sports bar? To which Ric responded, I didn't say it was a sports bar. I asked you to put on the Masters. So, yeah, the bartender said he would try, but I guess he later, you know, got Flair kicked out, so.
But was Flair fucking loaded when this happened?
Well, Flair says, I only had one drink. I asked for another drink. He takes the same glass and puts the ice in and starts pouring in the same glass. And he says, sir, doesn't a premium drink require a new glass? To which the bartender responded, are you telling me how to bartend? Flair said, not if I don't have to, dumbass. So I guess he called him a dumbass.
Fair enough.
You call me a dumbass, then Ric Flair said, I can call you a dumbass or a fat ass. Both work.
Oh, Ric Flair, the champ. Oh.
That's just it. It's like, who is this fucking guy giving Ric Flair shit, dude?
Like,
Like, if I owned a bar, Ric Flair can come in and do it. Like, Ric Flair will come in and grab you by the pussy. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, nope, don't
you just
care.
Let him. He's Ric Flair. He's a 16-time world champion, goddammit.
Yep. Woo! Yep, just let him woo.
Yeah,
dude. Clear the way. Let him do a strut. Just let him do a thing. Just let him do it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the crowd that would generate just Ric Flair in your bar? Especially yeah, at, like, an airport where you got people coming and going. You got to know there's definitely people that like wrestling flying somewhere. They'll well, see yeah, Ric dude. Flair, they'll come in, boom.
Yeah, so that's the fucking great. I don't know about the same, like, I wouldn't think I would give a shit if somebody made my drink in the same glass.
I wouldn't either.
I mean,
I don't drink, so.
I don't really drink that much either, so. But whatever. I mean, I guess it is bartending etiquette that you do use a new glass.
Yeah. Yeah, like that Spike TV show, they fucking shit on you for it.
Dude, I love that show.
I do too.
I just started recently watching it. I never really watched it, but
it's a good fucking show, man. Like he's the Gordon Ramsay of bars.
Yeah, Bar Rescue.
Yeah.
I got into it because I did like that Gordon Ramsay show where you're like, flip hotels and shit.
Yeah, the really hotel hell. Restaurants. That was great.
Hotel. I love that show. There you go. Some non-wrestling shows we watch.
Yeah. I've mentioned that I watch CSI all the time.
Oh, do you?
Oh, dude. Yeah. Dude, just the seasons with Ted Danson, though. That's it. Yeah, because Ted Danson brings along Elizabeth Shue, who I watched Adventures in Babysitting about 8,000 times as a kid.
Mm.
And so Elizabeth Shue became like my first crush, and I've been holding on to it ever since, CSI seasons 13, 14, 15, and 16.
Mm-hmm. Simon Gotch has a new name. He is now Simon Grimm.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, he has he debuted his pro wrestling tea store, which has two different designs. So, who's like, oh, fuck, I gotta get myself a Simon Grimm shirt. God damn it. It's, buy our fucking shirts, buy a Simon Grimm shirt, motherfucker.
Yeah, at least you know you're not, well, yeah, we can't say we're not bullies.
Still no word on his plans for the future, but with a new name, you'd expect he's gonna continue working.
I would imagine so. He'll probably keep the same gimmick, too. He'll probably just add, like, a top hat and a trench coat. Yeah, he's already had that.
If he's as much of a fucking douche as everyone says he is, I mean, good fucking luck, dude.
Yeah. I would imagine he's doing, like, a Brothers Grimm gimmick.
Oh, sure. I didn't really care. I never thought the guy was much of shit, so.
Oh, me neither. All I thought he was, hey, he can grow a decent mustache.
Yeah.
His titties look weird.
Let's see. Lucha Underground, wrestlers are allowed to appear on Impact, but not as their characters. So, to add to the confusion.
What? So, they could have had the ref on there, just not call him Marty Elias, or Ilya, or whatever the fuck you pronounce it.
I mean, at that time, they didn't have that deal in place. AAA didn't have a deal with fucking Impact. Whoa. Like,
oh, yeah, okay. I suppose, yeah, they did announce that working agreement.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess you can be on there, but you can't. You know, I don't understand.
So, like, Cage can go on there. He can wrestle indies before Lucha Underground as Luke Cage, or whatever the fuck. And he can't use the name Cage in TNA. He'd be, like, the Machine or the Structure.
The Structure? Oh, man. He'd be like Gary Gears. With a Z, dude.
Yes.
Ricochet tweeted about this, saying, he's like, so they can randomly do Impact, but I can't do Ring of Honor. Oh, hmm. So.
Fair enough.
He's not happy. You can tell he's not happy with
definitely
the deal he has there. But where else are you going to go, dude? And I'm like, going to go to WWE and, like, get fucking wasted like all those other guys?
But he would make a fuck ton of money.
Be on 205 Live, like, wrestling like everybody else. Like, bleh.
It would be a shame to see Ricochet not do what Ricochet does.
He's super good friends with him and Apollo Crews, aka UHA Nation.
Weren't they roommates?
Yeah, they are. They were roommates for a long time. They still, you know, who knows? They still may be. But yeah, I mean, they're good friends, so you think he would get like a firsthand account of how much dog dick WWE can suck to look at.
Especially from Apollo Crews.
Especially. Dude, that guy's just. I mean, we've talked a lot about him, so. Let's see. I mean, I guess we're going to talk about, we could talk about that later. Mauro Ranallo officially parts ways with WWE.
Says it has nothing to do with JBL. That's the non-disclosure agreement talking there.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's been calling some other shit, so.
Yeah, so basically what this means is WWE gave him a bunch of money and said, shut the fuck up and have a good day. That's essentially what that is.
Right. Yeah, they got their hands on, well, you know, a great announcer that's not from their system. And they shoot it away. It's unfortunate, man. Mauro is good.
He is. He is.
He's even better when he's not restricted by WWE's horseshit, but.
Apparently, too, though, he didn't have a leg to stand on there. Apparently, this was not the first story of Mauro Ranallo, and the JBL thing I'm bringing to the table was apparently a planned segment to rip Mauro apart.
Mm.
So, like, that's eye-opening there just to see just the shit that goes on, and how, like, that story can make it to the New York Post, and it still does nothing.
Yeah. That is pretty shitty. I don't know what else we got. It's pretty much about all I have.
Apparently, the WWE is done with Paige once her injury is done.
Good.
Yeah. She's a PR nightmare as well.
Yeah, the this week's episode of Total Divas was like the beginning of that whole fucking spiral.
Yeah, her getting suspended.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's not my fault, though. Yeah, it is, bitch. Yeah. You didn't take your drug test within the allotted time.
Yeah, it's like, are you stupid? Like, is there no deadlines in Britain? Can somebody tell me this?
Not when you're a spoiled little fucking brat.
No, your last name is Beavis.
Exactly. Another TNA superstar has shown up. Superstar, I use that fucking term loosely.
Yes.
You can tell I'm reading this shit. Thea Trinidad made her debut in NXT. She was known in TNA as Rosita. So, I don't know. Is she worth a shit?
I can explain Rosita in a nutshell. So, TNA is essentially, their women's division is the Attitude Era, right? They've got to be really pretty, and your work rate doesn't really matter. Rosita was kind of the opposite of that, where she was plain-looking, but she was a decent wrestler, and therefore she didn't really get much of a push.
I see. Well, she's coming to NXT. Sounds like they're going to align her with Andrade Cien Almas. So... I could see him needing a, you know, benefiting from a woman.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and be like the shitty fucking guy. He just throws her in the way. Like, use her as a shield.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I could see that. That would work. Yeah, I'm not going to spoil anything else out of NXT. I mean, not that that's like, somebody's like, oh, fuck, no, I'm not going to watch NXT.
Yeah, no, it's, I've never understood that. Like, you know, had like the whole, oh, don't spoil it for me. Who cares?
I don't like when shit's spoiled. If you spoil Lucha Underground, I'll fucking send you a bomb in the mail or something.
That one's a little bit different because that's supposed to play as a huge story driven TV show. So like, if you know certain parts of the story beforehand, it's going to ruin kind of the build.
Yeah.
But in NXT, where it's still just simple. Simple wrestling story.
I don't care about that shit, yeah. I mean, I just don't do them on the show. you know, just for people who care, you know, who don't want to be spoiled. But yeah, myself personally, I mean, I don't care. I'll read NXT spoilers. It's, there's nothing there that's like so exciting.
No, no, God, no.
Like, so, yeah, all right. Well, let's talk about some fucking Raw, I guess.
We could. We could. Well, like, Raw, you could have watched Raw in, like, 45 minutes and got the whole gist.
Yeah, it was pretty shitty. Raw was from Columbus, Ohio. Booker T was filling in for a Tunga. So.
He's off filming a movie.
What the fuck? Is this guy in movies?
Yeah, I guess what he plays in said movie. I think I might have said this last week.
What is it?
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer. I guess I didn't know he's in movies. I'm not really like into like big budget, you know, Hollywood type movies. I don't really watch that kind of shit, so
I'm pretty sure it's a WWE movie.
Oh, is it really?
Probably. I would imagine so. I mean, who else would take Otunga? What is his wife get him a fucking deal? Jennifer Hudson?
I don't know. But yeah, what is it's so obvious, like their whole fucking thing, dude. Their whole deal of why Saxton is on one show and Otunga's on one and
diversity.
Whatever the fuck that guy's name is on NXT, he's awful.
Oh, Percy Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He like, you know, good on him for trying, because, you know, you're not going to go nowhere in the ring.
Yeah.
But it's not for him. I don't think there's he's so much like Titus O'Neil. So much.
It's so forced. If you want to have, like, okay, you want to have a guy in there, you know, to diversity. But it's like, if Otunga's gone, why can't you just do two guys for 6 weeks, you know? Like, what's so wrong about that? Like, they have such a fear of a two-man booth.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't think there should ever be more than a two-man booth. There's no reason for it.
I like two-man booth, dude. That's my shit. A three-man would be okay if, like, three people were good, but they only have, like, three total people in the company that are good.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, Graves and, you know, like, Graves and Phillips was a great team on NXT, great two-man team.
Yep, they were really good. Tom Phillips, I like Tom Phillips.
Yeah, Faye left him alone, you know. But, whatever. So, we have that, and two, it's like, this show, man, if you pay attention at all to the show, it's like, there's a different fucking ring post and all this shit right away.
Really? I didn't notice.
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're not the LED lights, are they?
No, they don't have the LED fucking...
Yes.
The LED, they had like the old school fucking things. And I was like, oh, I didn't notice it necessarily at first. I noticed it somewhere in the show. And I was like, oh, here we go. So, I mean, I don't know. Braun opened the show. Crowd loves this guy. He's over his shit as a face, man.
He is. And to think of, he just got his first t-shirt this week.
Yeah. Stupid.
Like, he's been around for so long. And just destroying jobbers. You think he would have had a t-shirt while he was destroying jobbers.
That's why people, too, it's like, people always say, like, well, Roman Reigns, he sells a lot of t-shirts. He's got, like, 57 t-shirts designs.
Yeah.
You know? Some of the other guys, this guy's got zero until this week. Yeah. You know? Come on now, dude.
They got Dolph Ziggler. All his t-shirts are pink and baby blue.
Yeah.
You're really, really cornering the market there, man.
Yeah. And that whole thing of, like, oh, they sold a lot of t-shirts is a bunch of horseshit, because you all know how that is. Go to a fucking stand on the road on a house show and tell me what t-shirts are at the fucking thing.
Yeah, you find me an Apollo Crews t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a house show here tonight, actually, but I'm not going.
No, I'm done with WWE house shows. The last one I went to was...
Oh, that one was fucking awful. This one is like, I'm not going to go. I don't... Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman, like, ugh.
Now, mind you... I would go to a house show to see Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah? This one had Jericho, and I was like, I haven't seen Jericho, but...
I seen Jericho last year. It was good.
I mean, it's a Raw one, but it's like, yeah, they were just here like 11 months ago.
Yeah, like they were here in February in here in Edmonton, and they're coming back again in July. And it's like, why? Yeah. Why are you here so much?
Well, the markets that they have, I knew when I went this last time, it was the first time they'd been here in a few years. And it sold well, and it had really good attendance, and I'm like, oh, they'll be back all the time now. It's like where they draw, if they go somewhere and it draws good, they're fucking gonna keep coming back until they doesn't. Kill it.
Yeah. And you know what, you can see it too, the one that I went to in October was not packed, but there was a good crowd. I go in February and it's half of that.
Yeah. Well, dude, right? That house show you went to, you know, some of those SmackDown house shows are like fucking awful.
Yeah. Well, because it's the B show. You know what I mean? It's still considered the B show. They get the really green guys.
Yeah. But you didn't even get, like, on a show that didn't have a lot of big names, you didn't even get the big names.
No.
Right? There was no Ambrose and shit?
There was no... Ambrose was there. There was no Wyatt. There was no Luke Harper. There was no Randy Orton. But now, like, we did get... The main event was Ziggler, Styles, and Ambrose. That was a decent match.
Yeah, that's probably all right. House show I went to last year, Ziggler's opened the show, so...
It's just a curtain jerker from curtain jerker to main event, baby.
Him and Boring Corbin. I was like, ugh.
Oh, god damn. I can't remember who Corbin fought in my show. I think I suppressed it.
Yeah, I thought Braun was good here. The crowd loves this fucking guy. I loved it during Jericho. Well, Joe defeats Jericho with Bikokina clutch. But I love in this match, Booker's like talking about how he wrestled Joe. Like, oh yeah, where did you wrestle Joe, Booker?
Yeah.
What was that place called?
Hum that music you had while you're there, Booker T. Let's see how close it was to your WWE music.
Right. I don't know, dude. This fucking, why is the Drifter just like floating around?
It makes no sense.
The crowd cheers it too. They love it. They cheer when he walks by. I'm like, oh god.
Well, it's because, oh my god, he's been on TV. He's close to me.
So this is something I noticed this week, and I wanted to talk about. There's an attack. Braun attacks Goldust and R-Truth. They wanted you to believe that someone booked a Gallows and Anderson versus Goldust and R-Truth match.
Conspiracy alert right there.
But during this attack, there's no commentary. Why is that? Same thing with like last week too, right?
Every now and then, like there was no commentary during the Roman Reigns, but maybe that was because Michael Cole wasn't there, because Michael Cole was conducting the interview. But yeah, there is odd points in time where there are no.
That's their new thing now.
Yeah, is it supposed to simulate, you know, like being shocked and being lost for words? Is that what it's supposed to say?
It's awful. Whatever it is, awkward and it sucks. Because dude, and then it'll happen. And then immediately after, there's commentary, and they're redoing it.
Yeah, they're talking through the replay.
They're immediately replaying it and doing commentary over it.
Yeah,
what's going on?
That's really odd. It is, and it seems really out of place.
There's these little things that they do in their production that they're just like weird Vince McMahon things, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, who else would come up with that? Like, oh, don't talk during it. Like, that doesn't make any sense. You can't build any drama towards...
No.
You know what I'm saying? When he's smashing him or flipping over an ambulance, if you had Jim Ross there, by God, you gotta flip it, you know? That's fucking awesome.
He's gonna break Roman Reigns in half. He's gonna break him. That ambulance is gonna crush Roman Reigns. Oh, by God, I hope nobody's behind that ambulance. Oh, no.
Be great.
It would.
Instead, it's just silent and weird. And I don't know. I don't like that shit. What else we got? Oh god, Gallows and Anderson then are in the ring, and they say Strowman gave Golden Truth the United Air treatment.
Insert joke here. God damn, they always got to do that. Like the Academy Awards, they did it.
Oh, God. So stupid. Their shit sucks. They demand opponents. You get end zone cast for a real fresh fucking matchup there.
Yeah. Fucking. Oh.
You don't want to. I just like end zone cast.
I just didn't blow my brains out.
Exactly. Fucking exactly, Brett. I hear you there. Oh, man. Miz TV with Ambrose, dude? Didn't we just fucking see Miz and Ambrose?
Dude, two months ago? They even talked about it. Ambrose says how he won this title from Miz. And just like, fuck me, right?
Isn't the appeal of like taking dudes from one show to the other is to mix them with other guys?
That's what I've heard. That's why they do that. But I see no proof.
Why do you take two guys from SmackDown and then have them with each other? You could have put Miz with somebody and Ambrose with somebody. You know, somebody new.
Well, because obviously nobody watches Raw and SmackDown together.
That's the weirdest thing. I feel like that throughout this whole thing. It's like they treat it like you don't watch both. You know, like you only get one channel.
Well, you know, even if you still got one channel, you probably watch it more because it's on the same goddamn channel.
Oh, you're right. I guess you're right.
So, like, there's not even that excuse. But it's just stupidity. I don't know.
They must let Miz write his own shit. Because it's so obviously better than everybody else's shit. You know?
It's obviously in his words.
All right. Ambrose says he's not a brand, which is funny.
Yeah, as he's got a fucking Dean Ambrose t-shirt, huh?
Yeah, go buy your Dean Ambrose coffee cup or teddy bear now on WWE Shop. Like, are you kidding me?
He's got a lot of merch.
Yeah. I just don't know, like, why are we doing this again? We just fucking did this. I have zero interest for these two to wrestle again.
Well, I agree completely.
Strowman dragging around Kalisto, throws him in a trash can. Welcome to Raw, bruh.
And then gets body checked by Big Show. Like, that was a charging penalty.
It reminds me of him throwing Kalisto in the trash. Reminds me of fucking Purple Rain, the movie, where that dude has what's his name now? Oh, Morris Day. He has like that assistant guy with him all the time. He has to throw this bitch in a fucking in a garbage can. She's all harassing him about blah, 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 blah. He just like nods. The dude just like picks her up and throws her in a dumpster.
I fuck millionaires. To me, I just thought of Big Show throwing Rey Mysterio like a lawn dart is what I thought of.
Oh, wasn't that Kevin Nash who threw him? I think that was Kevin Nash.
Oh, yeah, it was Kevin Nash that threw him. You're right.
Yeah.
I got Big Show on the brain because he body checked Braun Strowman into the wall and said, pick on somebody your own size.
And then what do they have Braun Strowman do?
He sit looks there, at him.
Yeah, sit there and look at him like a little kid who just got put in his place.
Yeah.
Very weird. And then as he's getting up right before the camera cuts, he looks directly into the camera.
he does a Brad Maddox.
Yeah, Braun Strowman looked like into my soul.
Yeah, my heart just went, Braun.
Is he yelling Braun at the beginning of his
show? I don't know. I've always thought I've always wanted him to be yelling Braun.
Braun! Heel Perkins has the same entrance as Face Perkins. Yep. Dab and all,
yeah.
I thought it would have been a good chance to give him some, like, evil NES music, you know?
Oh, yeah, like Bowser's. Bowser's music.
That would have been awesome, dude.
Yeah, it would be. And he should have, like, you know how Baron Corbin's got the black mist following him?
Yeah.
Well, he should have, like, the fucking fireballs following him.
Or if he came out in, like, a little airplane, like fucking Dr. Robotnik. from Sonic.
Just throwing bombs down.
Yeah.
Cut his hair in a fucking skullet.
Yeah, give him a fucking Dr. Robotnik fucking gimmick.
I don't know. I think we should give fucking Eric Rowan that gimmick, honestly.
Or a Dr. Wily fucking gimmick.
I don't know who that is. Who's
Dr. Wily? He's the guy in Mega Man who makes all the...
Oh, okay.
The robot enemies. Okay. Yeah, he goes... He goes, takes on Gallagher. No response at all. Neville and Aries come out. The people, the whole thing is about anyway. Of course, they brawl.
And they sit on chairs ringside.
Yeah, they brawl, of course, and Perkins pins a distracted Gallagher. Nonsense.
Complete.
You saw Apollo Crews briefly talking with
Tozawa.
Titus. Yeah. Titus, who's trying to rip off my boy, fucking Famous Bees gimmick.
Oh, yeah, by having his, he's like a brand coordinator or whatever the fuck he is.
Yeah. Yeah, you could, what is it? You could have, like, a boat and do an Apollo cruise and.
Yeah.
It makes me want to take a fucking Apollo snooze, honestly.
Just smile and wave.
It makes me feel like I have to take Apollo poos.
it's just a log of shit with that shit in the shape of a smile.
Ready the gas chambers for Apollo Jews. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what we're talking about. I'm just trying to come up with things that rhyme.
This is like that dentist video. Is this real life?
He should be Apollo Jews. He could play like a Hasidic Jew or something. That'd be
good. He has the yarmulke and then the curls.
Yeah. Fucking awesome, dude.
Oh, he's picking up dimes on his way down to the ring.
Oh, no, you're pushing it. Oh, shit. Fucking. Now we're going to have to make fun of, like, other people, too, so it evens out.
Yeah, we kind of do, hey?
Yeah. See, I mean, if we got any Mexicans on this show, we can make
fun Yes. of. Well, when we get the SmackDown.
Shout out to Stone Mexican Guy. Fucking love you, by the way. Isn't that, like, the best name ever?
Stone this dude Mexican listens to our, Guy.
Listens to our show. His name is Stone Mexican Guy. I just love that name.
Man. It's very descript. Yeah. I feel like I know everything about you.
Yeah, right. It sums it up perfectly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's a sexy dude. It's so sweet. I guess. It's cool. I want to hang out with the dude based on that alone.
Yeah.
I hope everybody knows at this point that everything on this show is just, it's just jokes. Just jokes.
Just jammed.
It's just for the lulls.
That's what the kids say these days, right?
Sure. There's an interview with regular Matt and Jeff.
It's not very good.
No, title match at Payback. what was I saying?
Payback Lash.
Payback Lash. Cesaro and Sheamus, and you know. I just don't care. Like, I'm already over the whole Hardy thing. Yeah. I was like, God damn it, man! I just break these motherfuckers. Let's go.
Yeah, and we know they've got plans on doing so.
Mm-hmm.
It's just waiting for that time. Like, Impact already lost a lawsuit this week, so.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they lost to AO1 or something like that. They is one of the companies they owed money to, and they ended up losing that suit or whatever. But
what about the broken thing?
Well, yeah, that's, I don't know. They haven't been sued for it yet, right? So there is
Why are they even taking, like, trying to do anything? Why would you waste any money trying to fucking
fight
hold
that,
on to this gimmick that they so obviously came up with themselves, you know?
Yeah, and you're not going to use it anymore. What are you going to do? You're going to turn another tag team broken? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's very stupid. Fake Razor and Diesel, dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Four-way number one contender match. This was fucking the poops.
The poops?
So, the crowd was so quiet during Nia Jax's entrance, you could hear her heavy footsteps on the way to the ring.
But, oh, Mickie James, too, it was just like silence. It was the definition of silence.
Yeah. I was hoping for Mickie James to win just to see, like, a good match between Mickie and Bayley. You know, that could be something, right? I don't know if we've seen that, really, so.
You knew Bliss was going to win, though, because she's the bad guy in her hometown.
Ugh, she sucks.
Yeah, she's good to look at, though.
Well, that's it, you know, and let's not confuse the two. I can separate she's good to look at, she's a shitty wrestler. A lot of people fail to be able to fucking separate those two things.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, because I don't mind seeing her entrance. That's, I can live with that, you know, because she's very easy on the eyes. The matches, sometimes I get a good shot of her ass. That's a nice pooper. But then the match is over, and it's like, okay, well, yeah, Alexa Bliss is hot. On to the next segment.
On to the next segment where Balor defeats fucking Hawkins.
In like 2 seconds.
Are they just, I thought this guy had a fucking concussion. He's back in a week.
I guess he passed the impact test. I don't know how. But.
Yeah, I have a couple ideas how.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that's just the thing. It's like, you can't tell the difference. Like, oh, is Balor concussed? No, that's just his normal vacant fucking stare. <You
know? laughs> He's just thinking of Legos.
Just thinking about what he's going to build with Legos when he gets home.
Yeah.
Well, I am fucking harsh on that guy, aren't I? Fuck.
I mean,
like, such an easy target.
For a guy that really does nothing wrong, you know what I mean? Like, he's not like he's being a shitty wrestler. He's a decent wrestler. He's got a shitty character, but once a month he's got a good entrance. Right? But.
Yeah, once every couple months.
Like sometimes you may sound like you put him beneath Alex Wright. It's like, well, I don't think that's the case, but I know where you're coming from.
I don't mean to put him below Alex Wright. Alex Wright was a good hand.
Oh, definitely. Like, I was a big fan of Berlin. I really was.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but but like, yeah, there's little things about Balor. He comes up and stands on the apron and then, like, whips open his jacket so you see his fucking chest and shit, but he, like, puts his dick out, you know? It's, like, way out. He, like, puts his hips out. I'm like, ugh. I don't know, man. I mean, the guy's great in the ring, don't get me wrong. I just like to talk shit on him. He's so easy to make jokes about, I guess is really what it is.
And then, like, if you take Ravishing Rick Rude. He'd come there, he'd show off his abs, and he'd fucking thrust his pelvis around, and we loved it.
He did
it
in a good way, though. He did it in a, like, I'm gonna fuck your wife kind of a way. Well, like, Balor doesn't, no. Like, you know, you fancy this?
<I don't know>. This is for you guys and girls out there.
Yeah, it's for anybody. Oh, my God.
Okay. What a tag team that would be, though, hey? Das Wonder Kid and Das Wonder Twink.
Yeah? It'd be fucking, they could come out with their leather jackets on. And
Twink and the Kid.
Look like a tag team, I mean.
They do.
Posted that picture on Twitter before. It's like, take a look at, like, Das Wonder Kid right next to fucking Balor. They look like a tag team, dude.
They do. If I played WWE video games, that would be a tag team I'd make.
Yeah, dude. I don't play those games anymore because they fucking suck.
Me neither.
If they, like, stop sucking, I'll start playing them again. But
if they made them just like SmackDown games were, like the first few,
I'd be able to. Well, if they made like, the N64, you know, like if they made them like fucking No Mercy. No Mercy?
Yeah, like the control scheme in No Mercy, that'd be great. But It's too much. It's too much of a simulation.
Mm. And especially nowadays, too, where it's like your dude gets tired and lays on the ground and shit. Like, the fuck is that? I want to come out and, like, I want to play that game, like, a single-player exhibition match, like back in the day, and I want to pick fucking Scott Norton, and I want to pick some little piece of shit, you know, like,
just Kidman toss him around.
And come out and give him, like, fucking 7 power bombs until he's KO'd, you know? Like power bomb, shoulder breaker, power bomb, like, yeah.
That's why I'm
game. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's.
You play that shit to kick people's asses. I don't know what. Drifter walks through Jericho's interview, gets put on the list.
Fuck.
Wyatt promo.
Wasn't that a weird fucking fever dream?
That's pretty cool. I actually like the video clips and shit they put in there.
It made you think that the House of Horror will be something special. But it won't.
Yeah, well.
They made a good trailer for a horror movie.
Remember when you heard Asylum match? And you're like, oh, I wonder what that'll be. Oh, yeah. One of the worst matches of that year.
Yeah.
I thought it was this. Did you notice this during Jeff Hardy and Cesaro, which I was actually stoked about? I was like, a one-on-one new matchup.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the match, too.
I did, too.
But you notice that little owl on the screen? I thought that was interesting.
No, I didn't.
It was like, it was brought to you by whatever, some sponsor, and they like make like...
yes!
Some medication or whatever, but their logo's like
allergy
a little...
allergy medication. You know, from 1 hour to 24. I get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, I wonder if that's on purpose, because that's pretty funny.
That is the coolest thing. I never realized that.
Probably taking a shot.
But
I did like that match.
It was good. It's not like the match was anything special. You know, it was a good TV match, but it's mainly just because it was so fresh.
That's exactly it, dude. It's like, that does a lot. It's amazing how much more interested I am in a match that's, like, fucking fresh.
Yeah, it's like, I've never seen this match before. Hmm.
Exactly, yeah.
How will Jeff Hardy's sloppy style mix with Cesaro's overly spotless style?
Pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty decent.
Jeff Hardy and his way of selling works really well for how Cesaro works.
Yeah. You go to this, probably the worst backstage segment of the show. Alicia and Dana Brooke watching an iPad of Alicia being blasted in the face with powder on 205 Live last week.
Some old man's calling, a.k.a.
This is supposed to encourage you to watch this week's 205 Live to see the resolution to this.
Yes.
Just awful, dude. Dana Brooke's acting. I've seen better acting in fucking third-rate pornos, man. Unbelievable.
She is the dirt worst.
God damn it. And her with Alicia, too, it's just like, oh, the acting is just... How stupid do you have to be to think that, like, that's okay?
The only one that came off decent, and this is just being nice, was Emma.
Yeah.
Like, she delivered her lines in a way, okay, I can believe a bitch delivering it that way. Dana came off looking like an idiot.
a child.
Yeah, and... Oh, shit, I can't do that.
Why?
Because I forgot to edit it. It's the whole thing.
We don't have the OG Alicia Fuchs.
No. I made a new one, but I forgot to edit it. It was a clearer one. Five star podcast, guys.
At least I'm just happy that you're going for the sound effects. Because I'm always like, fucking hit me with them, dude.
Hit me with them, motherfucker.
Throw them in there all over the place until I'm sick of it. Which probably won't happen.
No, probably not. I'll get too stoned.
Yeah, there you go. I'm saying like it won't happen that I'll get sick of them.
Oh.
I'm a little off a little. I guess that Hardy match was
after this. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I was talking about because like the promo thing for it coming up or whatever. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Let's just get to what happens in the main event.
And you see Heath and Rhino backstage eating cheese crackers and talking about above ground pools. I was like, so we're back to that again, which is I'm fine with.
I am too. I'm glad he's brought the cheese crackers to backstage.
like, dude, how crazy is that to think? Like, if someone would have said, like, 5 years ago, like, okay, in 2017, Rhino is going to get easy cheese and crackers over with you. Yeah. You know, like, never think about that.
No.
You're like, out of your fucking mind.
And on WWE television to boot.
Yeah. It's like, I'm totally into fucking Rhino's weird... you know, cheese cracker eating deal. It's fucking awesome.
He's got tremendous comedian timing. And just the way he sold Braun Strowman was ridiculous.
The cheese crackers go flying in the air.
Yeah. It was absolutely tremendous to see the brick shit house that is Rhino.
Yeah.
Just tower in front of Braun Strowman.
And there's little things too, like back in that when they did that in the trailer house gimmick. You know, Heath shit, that was good, but he put some cheese on the cracker and then like look at it and be like, huh. You know, like just his satisfaction with putting cheese on crackers is so fucking funny.
Just how proud he was that he can make a smiley face on crackers. Like that's it's like, I feel good for you, man. If that makes you happy, that makes me happy.
One of our favorite things on this show was like two guys standing in a hallway.
Yeah.
With a plate of fucking cheese crackers.
Yeah, it's the highlight. It was.
I think that'll tell you how good this show is. And then you had Braun and Big Show. Whatever.
They did something that they've done a few times before.
Yeah, dude. And some people were like, when I bitched about it on Twitter, some people were like, you know, some wrestling fans just can't be pleased. Like, dude, we've seen this before.
Yeah.
So many times already.
Why do I not watch the Fast and Furious movies? I've seen them all before.
You want to surprise me? Do a break the ring spot with fucking Nia Jax getting suplexed off the top. That'd be something.
But at least, like, don't do it. Like, it's the same person. You know, the ring fell apart the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
Same spot. It just, could you diversify a little bit?
The best thing about it was the ref taking a bump out of the
fucking. That was great. I was a little afraid. I was wondering if did he make it out in time that the ring had fallen on the floor, or like is he going to lose an arm?
Dude looked like he ate shit falling out of there.
Yeah, especially when it went to the upper level camera too. And you just see him bounce out of the ring. Oh, tremendous.
But yeah, this wasn't really anything. Like, I am so sick of seeing Big Show. Just fucking retire already. Get the fuck out of here. He can hardly fucking walk. Now, so. He looks like he'll take a step and one of his legs will just snap right off.
It's so weird. It's as if he. It's like he's got like deer legs. Like it's like they bend backwards, and he's wearing the braces so they don't.
It's almost like deer legs holding up a fucking bull body or something.
Yeah.
And they do look like they bend the wrong fucking way. Like if you, it's just awful, man.
Jim, he's actually a mantar.
Dude, mantar.
Yeah, he's actually a mantar.
God damn it. So yeah, there was Raw.
Mantars and all.
Yeah, there you go. You know, it was whatever, I guess. This week's the go home show. Yeah, this week's the go home show, and usually the go home shows are the fucking worst ones.
Oh yeah, they usually are the dirt worst, but no, we'll see.
Why is that? Why are the go home shows the worst ones?
I don't know. You'd think that in a day where, you know, they're not relying on pay per view anymore, it's all network subscribers. You think you'd still try to build the fact that, oh yeah, we still put off these decent once a month shows.
Yeah.
But no. Well,
there you go. SmackDown. I don't know, dude. SmackDown.
Oh, we didn't talk about how Rosie died.
Well, yeah. We forgot about him, just like everybody else did. No, that's wrong. From all accounts, I've heard he was a really nice guy, so.
Well, he was always the when he was with, like, 3 Minute Warning, Jamal was the troublemaker. Rosie ended up just getting that shit gimmick.
Yeah.
Superhero in training. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Great. That's creative, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, everyone always, you know, said he's a nice guy. I have a hard time, though, with that. Like, I don't like, obviously, I fucking hate Roman Reigns, like, as a wrestler and a person. But I don't like his family either. Like, his father was done for me when he fucking got all pissed off at WrestleMania 2 years ago. When Roman didn't win the belt, like a fucking mark. All the Samoans were mad because, you know, they thought he was going to win that. And he was, you know, they changed it last second or whatever. It's like, what a bunch of fucking marks. You worked in the business for 30 fucking years.
Yeah.
40 years. and you're gonna like shoot get pissed off because he didn't win when fucking no one likes him.
They're hard headed, man.
God damn. So yeah, that's I kinda like iffy on that whole family, to be honest with you. And Samoans in general, actually. I'm so sick of fucking Samoan wrestlers I could puke.
I don't know why there's it's hard to say without being racist, you know what I mean?
It's not an issue of race.
It's not, like, but, like, it's hard WWE to... WWE
has so many fucking Samoan wrestlers, dude, and they, like, just pile them on all the time.
It's like...
There's a lot of Samoan wrestlers.
You could have, like, an NWO-style Samoan faction.
That'd be pretty cool.
It could be. Like a WWE Samoan hit squad kind of deal.
Yeah. It's not that I, like, hate Samoan wrestlers, because I love Samoa Joe and shit. It's just like I'm sick of all these people who are related to The Rock on WWE TV.
Yeah, and just getting these unnecessary pushes.
It's like when I saw Sean Maluda, I was like, get the fuck out of here already.
you little troll. Get off my TV.
You little fucking half-Uso motherfucker.
Flip the fuck over the ring and onto the backstage.
Exactly. And SmackDown was from Louisville, Kentucky. So... opens with Charlotte. I can't stand how that bitch talks. Like, it's so grating on me.
Very slow, overpronounced.
Is it supposed to? I mean, maybe that's what their intention is.
Oh no, I don't know if that's their intention, but it just that's just the way she comes off.
She comes off to me. She sounds like an angry child.
Yeah.
Like an angry, snotty little kid, but I can't listen to her talk. I fucking hate it. It's so weird, dude. Naomi comes out and grants her a championship match, and then like sucker punches her in the face. I was like, this is the face. You know what I'm saying? Like, how weird is it? The face champion comes out and just like sucker punches her. I don't understand. It seemed weird to me.
It's like Vince came in and was just like, well. She's black.
Oh. Yeah. So they brawl. Shane comes out, sets up a beat. I hate beat the champ to become the number one contender stuff.
Yeah.
I hate that, dude. You don't do that shit, stupid. Backstage with the rest of the broads. Like the beat team broads.
Yeah. Carmella?
Yeah. Carmella, Natty, and Tamina.
Ellsworth.
Yeah, Tamina.
Tamina fresh off that fucking roast. Yeah. Oh, that's all she'll ever be now to me. It's a WWE punchline.
Well, they cremated her dad, or? six-pack challenge. Holy fuck, man. We gotta talk about this.
Okay, so now this six-pack challenge. Let's get one thing out of the way first. Okay. It's for the number one contender of the WWE Championship. Now let's go through the who should be vying for the number one contendership on SmackDown. So we've got Sami Zayn. Okay.
The Dolph only Ziggler. Guy in this match I feel like at this point has been put in a position to... logically be there.
Yeah, exactly. Dolph Ziggler. The sheepish robot, Eric Rowan. Luke Harper. Which, I can get behind Luke Harper, too. He looks like a little samurai ninja these days, so it's pretty cool. Mojo Rawley and Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
Now that is a fucking main event. Holy fuck.
It's so weird, too, because yeah, you got Styles on this show, you've got Nakamura on this show.
Yeah.
And
Ty Dillinger.
Yeah, why wasn't Ty Dillinger in this?
Because he had that grueling cage match on NXT, you know.
Oh, man.
Kayfabe, bro.
I mean, I would have been, you know, if you want to go and pull a left field thing, put him in there and do it with him.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reason that they did Jinder is because they're expanding into India, like, right now.
Yeah, they got a new India GM, like, the day of.
Oh, yeah, dude, absolutely. And, like, it's proof that it just happened. Like, they just came up with this because they had him lose to Mojo fucking in, like, 2 minutes last week.
Yep. Yeah, because it's They have no idea what they're doing. Like this, and then there's people too. They're really behind this.
No, they're fucking. Those people are fucked.
Those are fucking.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not gonna. I do like new people. I like the idea of new people. Or
definitely.
You know, taking a guy who is way down the card and boom, popping him up there. I'm cool with that too. But just not this guy. He sucks so bad.
Okay, let's even look at it from a kayfabe standpoint. This guy won his first Raw match of his career 1 year ago and has not won one since.
Yeah, that's okay? Right.
So now that's what you're saying here is the absolute shittiest wrestler on your roster went from zero to hero in a week.
Yeah.
No, and that makes no goddamn sense.
No.
No!
Like you're fucking yelling at a shitty dog.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, he in this match, he was like the sixth. You look at like who did stuff in the match, who had got your attention, who did good spots. It'd be one thing if this guy was killing it.
Yeah.
But he's not killing it, dude. He's fucking... He's awful. He, like, concussed Balor last week, for one thing.
Speaking of that, have you heard the conspiracy theory?
Oh, no.
How the conspiracy is that Vince got Jinder to purposely take out Balor to stick it to Triple H for trying to force his guys on him. So now he's getting the push for doing what Vince wanted him to ask, or wanted him to do.
Are there more than five people who believe it's that fucking... that?
Probably not.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not saying I am one of them, because I'm not.
That's dumb. That's... You need that sample. There's a perfect sample in there for that.
Oh, hey. There's a subgroup of people that will easily believe that, just like they'll believe everything.
This is the stupidest
giants
thing.
Giants that live on the moon. I've literally met a guy that believes that there's giants that live on the other side of the moon.
What you've just said is the most idiotic thing.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Exactly, dude. Holy fuck. So yeah. And the Bollywood boys, dude, that's going to be a stable now. That's supposed to be like a full-time stable.
That's the one upside from all of this. I think that if you're going to do this, putting the Bollywood boys with him, being his little henchman, kind of gives it a little bit of a push, as in, you know, okay, Jinder means something a little bit more now. He's not the absolute worst on the card anymore. They're going to at least give him some substance. And it's not just going to be a rise for 2 weeks, then fall, never hear from again. They might try something.
Yeah, but do the Bollywood boys to me? So, like, if the Young Bucks were a Rolex watch, the Bollywood boys would be like a Rolex.
A Rolex?
Yeah. Like a Rolex made in fucking India, dude. You flip it over, it says made in India.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah.
This isn't a Rolex, this is a fucking Rolex.
I agree.
They're just like a weak imitation of the Young Bucks.
I don't even like the gimmick.
No, I...
Like, I would assume that they're not going to have the same gimmick now. Like, you can't.
Well, they're wearing, like, white suits, so, I mean, that's...
Yeah, so maybe they're, like, Persian princes or something.
I doubt it,
but...
I don't really fucking even care.
No, exactly.
But Mahal is just like, dude... Mahal and Orton having a match is like something I would fucking torture somebody with.
That's going to be the slowest match ever.
And Orton is so fucking awful. Oh, I mean, I don't like that guy ever. But God, right now I just fucking get this guy out of here already.
Yeah, it's bad.
But yeah, Orton comes out and Bray comes on the screen and.
Yeah, there's a lot of Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. So, I guess this match must not be a rematch.
No.
That's so dumb.
Well, like,
you look at it with like Owens never got a rematch for the against Goldberg, obviously.
Oh, that's right too.
Oh, dude, they do that shit all the time now. They just, eh, whatever.
It's like, oh, fuck you. One thing about this segment is, like, I was dumbfounded once it ended. And then realized, I've got the rest of the show. And it's like, that's in the back of my mind the whole time. It's just like, Jinder Mahal. It's like, I'm watching anything else on this show, and all I can think of is just Jinder Mahal. Why?
Yeah, he was on Talking Smack later. Fucking awful.
Yeah, I can see that.
Calls himself the American Dream. Like, you get the fuck out of here, dude. We won't have that. Listen up, baby.
Just call him the Canadian Dream.
Exactly. The Indian Dream. To be call center supervisor. Now we're evening it out. We're evening out our
races. There we go. There we go. Cha-ching. We have now alienated two.
Take that, India.
Yeah. Greatness.
Charlotte beats Naomi clean to become the number one contender, which to me takes out any reason you'd have to want to watch an actual championship match.
Yeah. You'd Not think that, I really that now Charlotte is going to win, obviously, because Charlotte can beat her so easily.
Oh, yeah, she's got to become the fucking 42-time women's champ.
Yeah. Yeah, the 40-15th.
So, not much to talk about there. Colognes, they're the Colognes.
They are. They're not the Shining Stars. That's a beautiful fucking thing. Unfortunately, they beat American Alpha. Of course, it was by the various means, but...
Oh, dude, Alpha's fucking dead right now, too. I mean, they fucking destroyed those guys.
Yeah, they have.
Destroyed, maybe, but they've damaged them. It's so funny, though, too, from the first Shining Stars. They, well, actually, before that, probably, where they're like, oh, they're gonna rebrand the fucking... whatever the fuck they were called at that the time.
Los Matadores or something?
Los Matadores. Yeah. And I was like, big fucking first Shining Stars thing, and I'm like, why can't they just be the Colognes?
Exactly.
Why can't they just be, like, heel, ass-kicking, cheating Colognes? And here we are. Like, it took fucking a year and a half or whatever the fuck it is, but...
Yeah, it may be too late, but they're doing it now.
You shit on those guys. You had those guys get beat by fucking everybody for a year and a half. It's like, oh no, they beat Alpha. Like, that's not gonna do it, man.
No. No. It's gonna take some good rebuilding for this team.
Yeah.
And I don't think the WWE has it in them.
If you don't put... Why put people in that position to start with, you know?
Yeah.
With Jinder, he lose every match for fucking a year straight.
Yeah, it's obviously, too, got to be a point of these guys are getting paid so much to just be nothing. We've got to try to build something out of them.
Yeah.
That whole adage that old Vince has invested too much money in them. Like, his whole excuse for Nia Jax.
Is that his excuse for her?
Yeah, he's invested too much money in her to just send her back to NXT.
I mean, so... And the Colognes are good, too, in the ring, so...
Oh, they're great, because, you know, they've always been good. You know what I mean?
Even as, like, yeah, like, Los Jabadores, man, I was, like, fucking... I was kind of into them. I'm like, they just put on good matches.
Dude, that whole WLC match. That was just as much them as it was the El Matador.
What was that little bull motherfucker called?
El Matador, I'm pretty sure, wasn't it? Or El Torito. El Torito, yeah.
Yeah. KO defeats a jobber.
Yeah, jobber from Kentucky.
Yeah.
The crowd liked it.
Styles defeats Corbin.
Before we move on from the Kevin Owens thing, I do like how he is the Canadian that holds the U.S. Championship. And he's doing what John Cena did, but in a heelish way.
To me, you know, back when he first took that belt from Cena...
It should have been that.
I thought he should have took it and like, made it the Canadian Championship.
Yes. I think he still should do that.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, the second he won that thing, he should have made it the Canadian fucking championship.
Yeah. What do you think? They're going to get heat from Lance Storm?
I don't know. He'll just do what he always does and go on Twitter and complain.
Yeah. I can't see it because he blocked me.
I can't see it because I don't give a fuck what he really has to say. It's like,
about to be serious for a minute.
The beginning and end of what I fucking care about that dude is like him in a wrestling ring.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Especially after he lost the fucking rat tail.
I didn't lose the rat tail. I cut it off.
Lance Storm, ladies and gentlemen.
For aerodynamic purposes. I don't know.
It was how do you weigh me down? It's just like, yeah,
a Canadian and the most boring person ever.
Yeah. Can you imagine if he got the job commentating New Japan? That would be fucking abysmal.
Well, his buddy does it right now.
Exactly.
What's that guy's name?
Cyrus.
Yeah. He's like, they have a podcast, but I never listened to it.
Can you imagine just how fucking dry that thing is? Jesus Christ. Like, I've heard him on some, like, Wrestling Observer stuff, and man, oh man.
It's drier than than Mae Young's pussy. Now
they called him drunk on their Christmas episode. And you could tell he was having none of it.
Who called drunk?
Brian Alvarez and all of his friends.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they do that. They do like a Christmas episode where they all get drunk and open up gifts and call people.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, Beer City Bruiser was on it and stuff like that. It was really good. But yeah, they called Lance Storm. They called him a couple times, I believe. And, yeah. So that was really fun.
Oh, the fucking Storm not wanting to have fun or fucking
yeah. I can't remember what the whole thing was, but he had like an excuse or something, or he was sleeping or whatever. I was training Australian women down at the ring there.
I feel like he wouldn't even be sleeping. He would refer to it as like fucking idling. I was idling my body.
Oh, fucking hell.
Like, he doesn't call it eating, he calls it refueling, yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Refueling. That fucking robot of a man. Fuck me.
Oh, shit. NXT this week, Bobby Roode, they had the return of, well, I don't know, is it the return of Hideo Itami? I thought it was, but they didn't really say it was, so.
I think he came out sometime after WrestleMania. But, well, it wasn't anything big. It was just, like, came out to the ramp or something like that.
Yeah. Bobby Roode must feel like he's in a fucking kung fu movie fighting all these Asian guys. Like, what the fuck is going on here, dude?
Tommy was with the Nakamura during his farewell.
Yeah.
Like, that's where it was. So I don't know if that's just, like, blow off the return of a Tommy. Because it seems like every time we announce he returns, he gets injured again.
It would have been great if Roode just addressed him as if he was Nakamura. I've already beat you. I'm done with you, Nakamura. Here you go, Asians. Cross the Japanese people off the list.
That would be absolutely glorious.
Oh, shit. What's the fucking... And hit someone to go to sleep.
Yeah, that was the big. I guess that was the big thing. That's their new push on Itami now. He's doing the go to sleep on TV.
Well, they built that thing up like it was like the greatest move in wrestling history. And it's like we've already seen somebody rip it off. I mean,
yeah, but at least Itami is the originator of it.
That's true. Nobody knows that though. you and I know because we're fucking nerds, but.
Yeah, it's a shame.
So I guess that's the next.
That's got to be the next one for. I don't know if that will wait until a takeover event. That's because that's months away.
Oh, it could. There's already stuff being set up for it. They just taped stuff to set up for that. So I have no idea. It's not that far away. It's what, August or July? No.
It's not even May yet. Do you think it's got to be SummerSlam?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know when the fuck that is, but August. July, I think. Oh, August.
July would be Money in the Bank, I believe.
Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that, I guess. Maybe they won't even wait until fucking TakeOver.
Maybe not. It might just be a TV match.
Is a Tommy a guy you can strap it on, though?
Oh, he's got... He can work.
Yeah.
But where Nakamura can talk...
A little.
In his broken English. A Tommy, I don't think, can that well.
It's not even, like, talking, necessarily, of, like... Nakamura's just engaging.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, and Tommy's just very...
reserved.
Yeah, right. Just kind of, you know, he's got his girl pants on and his loafers with no socks. And it's like,
he's got sweaty ass feet.
Yeah, sweaty ass feet in his girl pants. He's awesome, though, but I feel like this is his last chance, dude. He gets fucking a major injury here. It's going to be the end of the line for him.
Yeah, definitely.
But, I mean, the guy's small. He looks so small next
to... Very tiny. Especially even next to Bobby Roode, who looks small next to Nakamura.
Which, I don't care if a guy's small, but now they've made it weird with their whole having the cruiserweight thing.
Yeah, yeah, and having some smaller guys just not being the cruiserweight deal.
It's very weird. I don't know what to do with that cruiserweight thing, you know?
It's fell flat to me.
Oh, it's been just mishandled and...
As flat as this UK championship, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, they'd be better off if they just did, like, a... I don't know, man. Like, maybe a X Division thing where it's not so much about the weight. It's just, like, high flyers or it's... And then they need to do something. Because some of these guys I want to see in the main event picture, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're gonna Austin guy, Aries.
Like, yeah.
Like he deserved. Well, like, I hate using that whole the deserve thing, but like,
yeah, yeah, right.
He, if anybody should be in the main event, he should be the one getting a chance to do it.
Yeah,
because I mean, he would kill it.
If you're gonna make Rollins the fucking champ, I mean, that pretty much takes away any argument against making any of these little guys
exactly
the champ.
You can't tell me Rollins is more than 205.
I don't think he is.
No, definitely not. Balor's not even... Balor's like 170.
Yeah. So, I mean, just that's the thing that's just weird about it, right? I mean, it kind of worked in WCW because the main event guys were all big guys.
They
were
huge, yeah.
But the main event guys aren't like that now. It is small guys, so...
No, we're going back to the big guys being the sideshow.
Yeah.
Which is the way it should be. It's the way they made money.
Yeah, it's just weird to... I don't know how you figure it out, but... 205 Live fucking sucks. I don't even watch it anymore. It's so awful.
Boring. The matches are all the same. Because you got all these guys that can work differently, but you don't put Grand Metalik on TV. It's like...
Where is that guy?
Right. We see... Akira Tozawa, now I like Tozawa, but it's the same thing. You're only letting him do that pre-produced match. Because the only time you can go out of your way and do something different is if you're on a pay-per-view. And only two of these guys every 2 months or so gets a chance to even do it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's so meaningless.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost to me, if you're going to fucking do 205 Live... Have a fucking... Try to build to an event.
Yeah.
Once every 3 months or something. You know, what about that? Like a 2-hour... Not a 3-hour, but like a takeover where it's like 4 matches or something.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's crazy how takeover gets all that time for 4 matches. You know, like sometimes 5.
Yeah. It's been really shit away. And I mean, Alexander's out right now, hurt, but... Like, that guy's so fucking good. Kills me to like... Have Cedric Alexander fucking around with this like Alicia Fox storyline, and now that's still going. Dude.
It is. And as we've seen on SmackDown, Fox,
they've got not Fox Swan mixed up in it now, and it's just like, good fucking god. Yeah. Oh, it's so dumb. But anyway,
I've been over 205 Live for a while.
Yeah, I hear you on that shit, dude. But it's an interesting choice of Tommy. I guess you got to go with him. He's been there so fucking long.
Yeah, it's about time they actually got something out of him.
Every time they want to put the fucking strap on him, the guy gets fucking hurt.
Yeah, and it like, wasn't the last time with fucking Authors of Pain?
Oh, I don't even know who it was with. But these guys get... No, it was when he was... he got hurt by that seemingly green piece of shit.
Yes.
It was Sabatelli and then some other asshole
on
the team. And then it was like, I was so pissed on the show about that. It's like,
you see how I got confused, though. Green pieces of shit.
Yeah, you put these guys who are great, you know, in matches with just shitbags on house shows. And it's like, God damn it, man. I'd be pissed if I was a Tommy. I'd be pissed at them. They're pissed at him for getting hurt. I'd be pissed at them for putting me in with green fucking douchebags who hurt me.
Yep. No, I agree.
But whatever. I don't know, at this point, I'm just like, let's just move everything out of the way and like let's just get Aleister Black in the main events and let's just do that.
Strap the proverbial rocket to Aleister Black and have him the face of WWE in about 6 months.
I'm absolutely done with Rude as champion of NXT. I'm sick of like main event matches not being awesome. For me, that's like what I'm into in NXT. If it's not two guys who are going to put on a bad fucking ass match,
then... I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you there. Like, we haven't had a great main event match since, I would say, Nakamura and Zayn.
Dude, that's exactly what I was thinking. I didn't even like,
Samoa Joe and Balor wasn't good.
Samoa Joe and Balor was not, I didn't think was good either, no. And I didn't think Nakamura and Joe was particularly good either.
No, I agree.
It was good, but it wasn't great.
Not what you expect when you think of Nakamura and Samoa Joe. Like, you watch a match between Samoa Joe and Kenta Kobashi, and it blows your fucking mind.
Yeah. That's still the best match Nakamura's had under the WWE banner.
Yeah, and
his first match in against Zayn.
And you can account that to being so fresh with his Japanese style. And over time, accumulating the WWE style into his performance.
And plus, you got, like, Zayn, who's fucking can go and...
Oh, with anybody.
Who's game for it. Yeah, that match, I might go back and fucking watch that match, actually.
Oh, it's a beauty of a match, isn't it?
Yeah, if you haven't seen that match, by all means, you gotta go check that out. They set up Tyler Bate and Jack Gallagher for the UK Championship next week. I mean, I'm interested in that.
Oh, definitely. I like how Tyler Bate doesn't have that weird, stupid haircut anymore.
Yeah.
That I guess it was like a UK Jersey Shore thing, I guess.
It looked like a little kid gave himself a haircut.
Yeah. It was like a high top or whatever.
It fucking sucked. So, I look forward to that. That should be pretty good. I don't know if they'll move the belt off Bate yet.
No.
Has he defended that belt yet? Once before?
Yeah, I think he defended it on NXT maybe once or twice.
What's going on with that UK show? Is that happening?
I've heard it was happening. I don't know any details on when it's happening or when it would air, but I've heard it's being taped sometime this year.
Well, there you go. See. Heavy Machinery working out. I hate Heavy Machinery now after this.
What do you mean domestic violence?
Domestic violence would be so much cooler. Everybody seemed to enjoy that from last week's show.
Yeah.
But dude, he's like the guy I like is filming. I always forget his fucking name. It's like whatever, Drozovich or whatever the fuck his name is. And he's like making these dumb sound effects and shit. Like it's really awkward. And the only purpose was for them to catch McIntyre and Almas having a thing.
Yeah, Almas was bullying McIntyre or something like that.
I don't know. They set that up. That's for next week, too. So next week's show should be pretty good, actually. And I think Black has a match on next week's show, too. So,
It makes next week's show sound pretty good.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. And I could see McIntyre and Almas being a good match.
Yeah.
Almas is putting it together, I think, man.
He's getting better. He really is. This whole gimmick he's got is really starting to come around.
Yeah, his matches are coming around, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like he's finally starting to get confidence. Because without a doubt, a lot of it had to do with no confidence in himself. You know what I mean? Like, you could almost see that he wasn't liking what he was doing, and he couldn't really get behind it.
Yeah, I remember, like, I built it up way too much, you know? When I was like, fucking La Sombra's signed with NXT, you know? And, like, they were showing those cool vignettes where it's, like, the history of luchadors, and it's, like, him setting the La Sombra mask down. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah. And then we got a guy with a hat, feather, and suspenders and white pants. It was weird. And, like, weird upbeat music. I hate the music.
Yeah, I don't like the music either. It's like, I just felt like when he wrestled in Japan on that NXT Japan show.
Yeah.
I wonder when Nakamura fucking won the belt back from Joe. And those people had to be like, are you sure that's La Sombra?
Yeah, yeah. You told me La Sombra was here.
Dude used to fucking kill it over here. Yeah. Who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that should be pretty cool. Almas defeated Danny Burch on this show. You may remember him from the UK tournament.
Getting his face all cut up, wasn't it? The back of his head?
Oh, yeah. So, that was a good match. Liv Morgan and Aaliyah defeat Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. I just have nothing for any of these chicks. I think all four of them suck.
At least Billy Kay isn't wearing that awkward bathing suit anymore.
Yeah, right. Mae Young's old fucking getup.
Yeah.
But, dude, they did that rolling spot. Come on.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't like that rolling spot at all.
Unless you're, like, doing a comedy match, you know? Yeah. Don't do that. That's a comedy match spot.
I could see Gallagher doing it.
Well, right. He's kind of a comedy match guy, you know? He's tie people up and shit like that. That would make sense. For this, it's no.
No. Liv Morgan, no.
Yeah. In your main event, Dillinger and Eric Young in a cage. I thought this was fucking awesome, actually. Yeah. I really enjoyed this match.
Yeah. You know what made it really awkward, though?
What's that?
When Ty Dillinger's hair came out of his bun. He kind of looked like Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Kind of did.
I could see that. I thought it was, dude, I don't know if it was planned or what, if it's fake or whatever, but Young was bloodied, which this match needed.
Yeah, a cage match could very, very benefit from blood.
Just a cage match, it's also, like, the blow-off to a feud. I thought, like, just, there was good delivery in here, man. Yeah. Like, Dillinger had awesome, like, fucking fire, you know, in this match. I thought I really enjoyed it, man. It was good.
I would go so far as saying it was probably the better best match of the week.
Yeah, on WWE programming?
Yes, on WWE programming.
I'd absolutely agree with that. Yeah. Without a doubt, I'll agree with that. Young does a fucking awesome, like, elbow off the top. I thought it was off the top of the cage.
Young has the best elbow in the WWE anyways.
Dude, it looks good as fuck off the top of the cage.
Yeah, he's always had a really good elbow drop. Him and Jay Lethal probably have the best elbow drops today. But that was Eric Young is beautiful elbow drop. Beautiful wrestler in general.
Yeah, a lot of people I know, like other podcasts and shit, people I know who host other podcasts, they shit on that guy. They don't think he's anything. And
well, see, he almost done it to himself, too, though, for defending Dixie Carter so much and calling everybody out and calling them assholes and idiots.
Yeah, that shit pissed me off, man.
He really brought that on to himself, but if you take that aside, he's a good wrestler.
I think plus he's got, like, a great 80s wrestler voice.
Yes, that fucking, hey, yeah, my name is Eric Young, yeah.
It's awesome. It sounds awesome. Great. I don't know about the whole sanity thing. I guess they're trying something new with that, and, you know, I don't want to shit all over it. They got rid of he's not around anymore. The other asshole who I thought was not a good fit for it.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy with dreads.
Yeah, fuck that guy, whatever his name was. He sucked. I think Wolf is into it. He fucking, you know, I think he takes it and runs with it. I don't know about that Killian Dane guy. I mean, I like him.
He's good. He is a good wrestler for a big guy.
Yeah, he's kind of tied in with this, and, you know, I don't know. I like factions, so.
I do too. I wish there was more factions around these days.
Yeah, it's a good one. But yeah, it's a good match. Dillinger also went off the top of the cage. Really, the crossbody off the top?
I think that, yeah, that's yeah. That's usually, that's his go-to move if it's off the top.
Yeah, they came out and the rest of Sanity came out and tried to fucking get into it. And then, of course, Strong and
No.
Come out.
Put him on his shoulders. They conquered. Strong has conquered bullying yet again.
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoyed this match. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, so, it was Dillinger, a good send-off for Ty. One of these guys finally got a decent send-off.
Yeah. Got to win on the send-off.
That says a lot, you know.
He had to have that win.
Yeah.
He lost to them so many times already.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needed to have that. So, yeah. NXT, you know, it's pretty good. They're kind of starting to get some more people back in there. Black is a great addition to that roster, so.
Beautiful.
Good shit. And next week looks good, too, so.
Yeah, for once, I'm really excited to see an episode of NXT.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. I don't know. We watched a little bit of we both watched like a tiny bit of fucking Impact, but also mentioned that Krazy Steve is gone from.
Yes.
But so this episode too, I saw Decay come out to like challenge for the belts.
They're still pushing Decay, yeah.
Well, how far do they tape in advance for this?
I'm not 100% sure of.
I could think was like, oh god, I hope they put the belts on Decay and then fucking Krazy Steve leaves and then they're fucked and they try to figure out what they're gonna do.
Again, because they finally figured it out with LAX anyways, but you know, I don't want
them that fast.
I don't want, well, LAX are the tag team champions.
Yeah, but right? I'm saying Krazy Steve and shit. They didn't put it on Decay, I'm sure.
Oh, no. Well, they've had them before many times.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want LAX to lose those titles anytime soon.
Yeah. In case you're wondering why we call him Krazy Steve, it's because he's got two Z's.
Two Z's.
Fucking stupid. Where is this guy going to go? No, you know, if he took his makeup and shit off, I wouldn't know who the fuck he is. I mean, he could be. I mean, so he could go to NXT as just fucking. They could do whatever they wanted with him.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about. I don't follow Impact close enough to know like who's good and who's not. Really,
he's nothing special. He was good for the character. Like he could speak like a crazy person, and he had decent mannerisms. But other than that, his wrestling was average.
But can he speak like a crazy person?
Oh, I don't know what a crazy person speaks like.
Just love fucking crazy.
Crazy.
It's crazy, Steve, because that was like the one day we were like, who the fuck even wrestles there anymore? This is back when we didn't watch any of it, and we went through the roster on the show, and I was like, Crazy Steve? What kind of name is that, dude?
Yeah, because he started with the Menagerie stable, and that was the circus stable.
He was Sanjay. Yeah, Sanjay Dutt returned this week.
Yep, as we alluded to, low-key.
Yeah, low-key, man. That's, like, the only reason I turned it on. I saw someone, it's like a spoiler, like, oh, low-key showed up. I'm like, oh, really? Fuck, I'll watch that.
Yeah, I love low-key. Low-key's fucking dope.
For being a fucking cunt. Everyone says he's a cunt.
Oh, dude, one of our shows coming up for the Federation is going to be ROH's Death Before Dishonor in 2003. And low-key has a match with one of the members of Special K. Mm-hmm. And he botches a spot at the beginning, the guy from Special K. So low-key just takes it into his own hands to beat the ever-living piss out of this guy.
Great.
And it is the most entertaining thing I've seen in years.
Yeah, to me, if you fucking deserve it, you deserve it. Like when fucking Perry Saturn fucked that dude up, that was awesome.
Oh, dude, that was fucking great.
That'll teach you to fucking.
Threw him out of the ring on the dome.
Ooh, yeah, that was brutal. Yeah, so Impact, I don't know, dude. I saw Karen Jarrett in the ring and I turned it off.
Oh, dude,
seriously, I got that far. I watched the show and it was Karen Jarrett in the ring. nah, 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 nah. She brought out fucking Sanjay and shit, and then I just turned it off. I'm like, oh, fucking... Dude, Bruce Pritchard, why is he on this show? I was like, you could have him backstage doing something, that'd be fine. Because I think Bruce Pritchard does have
he's got a decent mind.
Yeah, I think he's got a good mind for wrestling, at least in an old-school sense. But man, why is he on TV? And he comes out, and the Something to Wrestle With logo is on the... What's going on with that? I don't get it. It's
over, you know, on my Impact reviews, I refuse to call him Bruce Pritchard. I call him Brother Love. Because he is always just going to be Brother Love to me.
Yeah. Well, you know. I love his podcast.
I do, too.
Podcast is great. It's like probably one of my favorite of the big name ones, you know.
I especially like when Conrad calls him out on his shit. Like, and they argue.
Yeah, that's a good fucking podcast. It is. Although, I've really kind of, like, I don't know. I think, like, they covered cool topics at first, and now it's like, really?
It's getting a little bit less interesting.
I skip some of them now, because the topics aren't that interesting. So, that show will run its course. They're going to run out of shit.
Oh, definitely.
Whereas on Suplex City Limits, we'll be here forever.
Yeah, because there is always something to speak crudely about.
Oh, right there would have been the perfect. We don't have it, but forever! so there you go. Pretty much the week in wrestling. PWG had their event, but
we can't see that for months.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. If you weren't in the room, it really doesn't matter.
If you did not suck a dick 2 days ago, then you did not see it.
Yeah, so the results really don't fucking matter.
No.
I'm sure it was good, though.
It always is.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. You said coming up on the Federation, got more fucking old Ring of Honor?
Yeah, we'll be doing more Ring of Honor. The newest episode that will come up will be Night of the Grudges. And then we'll have... whatever pay-per-view came, or sorry, no, we'll be doing, this will be the first time we'll talk about it. I believe Aaron Echols sent us a request, and we'll be doing ECW Hardcore Heaven 2000, I believe.
Mm.
So.
There you go. Shout out to Aaron Echols, good guy.
Yeah.
Supporter of the show. Cool. Yeah, we just recorded pay-per-view take two earlier today. This is my second fucking wrestling podcast of the day.
Yeah. You guys haven't done a pay-per-view take two since like January, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a while. We've been kind of busy with
it's been
Jared.
A while.
Yeah, since we recorded pay-per-view take two.
Yeah.
He's been busy with Fully Loaded. They've got some shows and, you know, life and shit, but we did King of the Ring 99, so that'll be up. I don't know. I'll probably toss it up like middle of the week here, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that.
Finally get to hear what happened to Billy Gunn, the one Billy Gunn.
Yeah. So that's coming up. Of course, you know, Cuddle Little Coddle every week on the fucking channel. Hey, fans! The newest Cuddling with Coddle is he talks about the first fucking Japanese death match. It's fucking absurd, dude. So absurd.
Oh.
And I think maybe even some new Fully Loaded podcasts coming up to the show, too. So might be one of those coming up. So all kinds of shit on the Suplex City Limits channel. And, of course, you know, the Federation channel. You've got other shit there. The Federation. And what's the your brother's music podcast?
Seven Deadly Spins.
There you go. Seven Deadly Spins.
The history, I can't remember the exact name of it, but it's a look back on metal.
There you go. And those are all on the Federation channel, everywhere podcasts are found. Shout outs to our friends Wrestling Soup, Sat Pod, Out of the Van Podcast, The Strap, Shooting the Shiznit.
That's great.
Super cool dude. Does a Shooting the Shiznit. That's a cool fucking. He's a nice guy. I think I met him on. Shout outs to the Secret Jabroni Society on Facebook, and Cool Kids MMA Wrestling Group. If you want to talk wrestling with some chill people, those are cool groups to be in on Facebook, because that's the thing with most of us who do these shows or listen to these shows is that, like, you don't have anyone else to talk about wrestling with. You
know? That's why that was the reason why I started podcasting.
Yeah, right. It's like, I had to find somebody else so I can bitch about wrestling. Because I have nobody to bitch about wrestling to, because none of my real-life friends, I'm doing air quotations, none of them watch wrestling anymore because they were sensible and dropped off when WCW went under, like everybody else did. Yeah,
they got into high-quality cinema like HBO and Game of Thrones, and I'm still watching WWE over here. 12 rounds every now and then. Can't wait for Marine 18.
Marine 18. So, yeah, that's going to fucking do it for us this week. Next week, you know, we'll be back. Talk some shit, smoke some bongs. I don't know. Maybe we'll even have a guest. I've been slacking on getting guests. I apologize. But
you should get Tommy Chong.
Who?
Tommy Chong. I'd like to talk wrestling with Tommy Chong.
He's probably never watched wrestling in his life.
That doesn't matter.
All right, well, you got anything else to add before we roll?
I'm on a petition to see how many titties I can get sent to me for my birthday.
That's right, your birthday was just...
Yeah, I turned 30 yesterday. So if you want to send a picture of your titties, you can send it to federationpodcast@gmail.com.
And
I'll beat off.
CC. He'll beat off to him. Holy shit. So, I mean, that's, you know...
If that's your thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be more endearing to the ladies, Jim.
Yeah, CC me on that show.
Yes.
you're trying to be more endearing to the ladies.
Yeah, that's what they like.
By suggesting that they send you pictures of their tits for you to jack off to.
That's what they like, isn't it?
They like romance, don't they?
Yeah, that's romance. That's love.
That's broads love. Still like romance, don't they?
Yeah.
If I jacked off to a picture of my chick, she'd probably be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You fucking creep. I'm right here.
Exactly. Well, you were at work and it got hard.
Beat off to porn like a normal person. Jesus Christ, Jim.
Beat off to amputee porn like a goddamn normal person.
Yeah. You're smothering me over here. Even when I'm not home, you're fucking cuddling me.
Holy shit. And on fucking amputee porn, we're going to close. So, as always, until next week, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire, amputee or not. And remember that a winner is you.